Tomorrow marks 1 year since the Woorloo bushfires destroyed 86 homes. I can't believe it was a year ago. But 1 year on, the state government has still not handed down an official report into the fire. Our understanding is that the Emergency Services Minister, now Stephen Dawson, has got it, but he hasn't made it public. On the line, Dave Gossage, the Bushfire Volunteers President. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
It's not good enough a year on, Dave. You haven't seen this report.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. And we wrote to the Premier as well when we initially asked for the review to be undertaken, because you can't get better if you don't undertake independent reviews. And it was disappointing that what we've seen a trend in the last few years is that the review process seems to be somewhat closed and not fully open to sway outcomes. And it's this delaying tactic to firstly undertake a review and then secondly not release it is just disappointing, because it leaves a lot of people who've got a lot of questions they want answered hanging in limbo, not knowing what's going on, or is it just being brushed under the carpet again like the other reviews. So very disappointing, and would encourage the opportunity to have a discussion about how to get that report out and moving forward.
Take us back to the timeline there, Dave, because it was February 1, the fire was ignited, 86 homes gone, but it wasn't until about, August, I'm led to believe, that the government actually agreed to a review to be led by the Australasian Fire and Emergency Services Authorities Council.
Yeah, so AFAC body, their independent board, one of the board members is our DFES commissioner. So, its independence could be questioned, but certainly having those people undertake it and the people doing it seem to be somewhat independent. But I always wonder how much of the truth gets aired and how much it gets changed on the way through the spin doctors before it gets released. So that's something that's not uncommon in government. It doesn't matter which government's in, Ollie, either. It's not just Labor, it's Liberal, whoever's in at the day, they all do it. And I don't know why they do it, because eventually the truth always comes out.
Yeah.
So I work on just say it as it is, and you'll get respect for honesty. But this play tactic just reinforces the system, and it's really disappointing that you're back to that philosophy.
Dave, I'll just get you to move around for a moment there, mate. Unfortunately, we're starting to lose your phone signal, so I'll let you try and reset, because it was really good up until that time. But it is that year on, 6 months into, or 6 months post the fire, we obviously went through a state election. Then finally something was agreed to. Have you got any indication, Dave, from the new Emergency Services Minister, Stephen Dawson, that he has got the report now?
No, I met with his chief of staff firstly when he was away, but I'm still waiting on that opportunity to meet with Stephen himself to progress that and many other topics we'd like to discuss with him. So, haven't heard anything back at this stage.
Why do you think it's taking so long, Dave?
As I say, it just seems to be the trend in the last sort of days. No matter what it is, a cleansing exercise, and that's why it takes so long, because nothing can be aired publicly unless it's gone through that cleansing of the reviewers, then the reviewers' overseers, and then the very department that it's going to affect, and then it goes up to the minister's office, and then it goes up to the premier's office, and all of them filter it and change words and context. It's just a process, and that's what's disappointing. There's no need for it, mate. Just call a spade, and you'll gain a lot more respect than this constant delaying tactics that goes on, and then when it's released, it says nothing, and that's because it's been so filtered. It has no meaning and no value, and it's just so disappointing that this bureaucratic process seems to be becoming the norm, and that's not good for the public of Western Australia to know what the truth really is, and actually how much of the truth really comes out at the end of the report that's been taken so long. But also, you don't know what cleansing it's had to change the outcome.
Yeah, and it's so important, isn't it, Dale? Let's get you to move around again with that mobile phone reception. A little bit dodgy. The probably biggest report in most recent years would be back with the special inquiry into the Waroona Yarloop fires, and that was obviously quite brutal and confronting, not just for bushfire volunteers, but also for the career firefighters as well, Dave. But they're really important inquiries, really important reviews and reports that need to be made public, and they need to help you with whatever crisis you're facing next.
Well, that's right, Oral. And I think, you know, a lot of the reports have never seen the light of day. Some of them that are politically palatable too, and that's a little discussion, a little bit of change makes a big difference at the end of the day. So, you know, you can only learn, you can only get better by, you know, owning the truth, so to speak, and acknowledging that you get it wrong. Because I just don't care whether you're a paid firefighter or volunteer firefighter or paid bureaucrat. At the end of the day, everybody's doing their best at that time. And when you're managing beasts such as fires, floods and all that, you don't have control over the outcome or Mother Nature. And it's a bit like, you know, whenever we get a call to go out to a job, and this is why that work health and safety stuff caused the volunteers so much grief, is because the way the legislation was written to have a go at the multinationals like the BHPs and Rios, they forgot by just tacking on the word volunteer that they forget that we get a 000 call and we are knowingly sending volunteers and paid firefighters out into a dangerous situation to make it safe.
Yeah.
So nobody would ever respond. And so that's bureaucracy rulemaking without considering consequence. And so, you know, we've had to do a lot of work in that space, and I've got to congratulate the WorkSafe Commissioner for his support in that regard, but and understanding, because they didn't understand that was going to be a consequence. So, you know, this is why inquiries are important. That's why talking to the end user is important, and the key stakeholders such as ourselves being involved with the process, so we can identify, you know, potential issues that may arise as a consequence of a decision they may make. But this making decisions in isolation without consulting the key stakeholders that its members affects is dangerous, and that's why we have a lot of conflict. It's because they just don't engage. It's sad, but it's, I don't know. It seems to be the 21st century politics, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I wish we could change it and get some reality and some true statesman type politicians back that we had in the early days. But yeah, I think those days are gone. It seems to be political management by social media nowadays, rather than what's good for community and good for country.
Dave, I hear your frustration. We'll seek some answers from the Emergency Services Minister, Stephen Dawson. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Ollie. Thank you.
That's Dave Gossage, the Bushfire Volunteers President. Been waiting now a year since that Wooraloo bushfire, which destroyed 86 homes. I don't think he's asking too much for that report from the Minister to be made public. And if it's warts and all, if there's going to be some confronting conversations that need to be had between bushfire volleys and career firefighters or whatever it might be, have it out. They can only learn from the next experience when there's going to be a bushfire perhaps threatening your place. I don't think that he's asking for too much, and it shouldn't take this long. Yes, we've had a state election. Yes, we're dealing with COVID-19, but we managed to change the rules around who can be voted into the next parliament as the first order of business. We think this might be slightly higher on the priority list.